wish I could break a sample of that off. Here's another one. It is a Dyklet. There's three or four of them.
Okay, copy that, Gene. Very good.
Oh, me oh my. The material in the dike looks, it is. It's not covering. It's between the lighter colored rock and it's the blue gray rock. 542 is another bag of goodies.
Copy that.
Gene, let me get rid of this. Oh, wait a minute. Well, maybe it isn't a dike, but maybe it's just a string covering, a flow covering. No, you got their dike. Let me get this whole thing in a bag. I got a rock, Bob. It's fractured primarily around the dike. It's in several pieces, but we're going to put it all in one bag. 543. Let me get piece by piece.
Okay, we need to get put one of those dikes in another bag.
Bob, it looks like some fraction of the blue-gray material has intruded,
huh?
Now, can you get that dike there?
Piece of it?
Yes, sir. Yeah, get that?
I get it right here.
Get the piece to get more of it right there.
Yeah.
It's a soft, white inclusion again. It breaks pretty easy.
Oh, it's got to be a dike. Look at that.
It is.
It is.
Okay, 544.
Copy that.
Oh, yeah, it is, because I just broke into it.
Yeah.
I'm looking.
And we'd like to have you guys moving again in 5 minutes to get to Station 8 on time.
Yes, sir. Looks like all of the blue-gray up on the hill look like a fragment. Fracture. If this is still related, then it's been some partial melting sometime.
There's a preserved contact between the dike and the material.
That's what I want.
I'm going to get this big piece of dike now.
Don't hit it again. There, you still got some contact there.
Now, there's some good contact. Man, that'll do it.
Okay.
That'll do it.
Dike and intruded rock in 544. Now, these dikes are a dark bluish gray. And it looks like they're very finely crystalline.
Maybe I'll take a
very fine phenocryst. Okay.
Okay, we copy that.
We ought to get a piece of the normal gray that the dikes are coming from. You got your hammer handy still?
Yep.
I want to go ahead and finish documenting this thing. Over here on this side, it looks like the vesicular and orthocytic gabbro.
I gotta get some regular pictures on it. Okay, here's the. That wouldn't have come off this one well. Got.
And, yeah. Huh. 561. That's a sample of the gray, looks like recrystallized breccia that the dikes are continuous with.
Okay, and Bob,
that's my turn to say, and the vesicular rock
corner here.
Okay, and you guys have dropped the scoop there on the ground, and we're ready for you guys to leave.
I know you are.
And you might grab one FSR on the way out.
Okay, we do that. Okay, there's that one. The particular, I know it's in Gabbro. Is in 5.
What is it?
6-2.
6-2.
I get this in there, you take the.
I gotta get the scoop.
And I'll get the hammer.
That makes sure your bag is.
Yeah, I gotta check yours too. Let me get up here from you though.
Wait a minute.
Get the hammer.
How's that? Can you get it now?
This is one of the worst bags we've had.
Lacking.
It just doesn't stay down. Probably, if we get time somewhere, we ought to change that out.
Through the corner here.
Yeah,
well, how's she doing?
It's okay. It'll hold for a while.
And Jack, you're on tag on one side of your bag is undone again.
No, I'll get it for you.
There's a football-sized rock that was 50% buried.
Can you grip it? I'll get the gate open.
I'm going to get your back.
Hey, did you see the way I handled that hammer?
Yeah.
Every while I get accustomed to things.
That gate's a little sluggish too, Jack.
Well, I think everything's so full of dust, nothing wants to move anymore. Looked like a piece of the gray rock.
Yeah, I bet I didn't push the gravimeter here. Did I, Bob?
No, we'll get it at station 8.
No, they didn't tell us to.
Okay, Jack, you're going to have to close the gate and I'll have to hold the big bag over the top.
Okay, and Jack, before you leave, we'd like you to change the mags before you leave the station.
Yes, sir.
Don't push.
Oh,
one of those lovely.
Okay, now you can push.
Okay, that blocked.
Yeah, you did.
Wait a minute.
Let's see what's going on in there.
This thing didn't release all the way.
Pull it out. That's what.
Push.
Okay,
there
now.
You got it.
It went in.
Okay, that's the dump again. Now the bag didn't work.
Let me get the bag out.
Okay, and Gene, you might get
okay,
the...
Okay, now show it.
That's too much. Wait a minute. Let me lift it up and do it. Now, wait a minute. I got to tweak this thing. Okay, now shove it in. Right now.
Got it.
No. Well, that's your play then. I'll see if I can change your mag.
Now, that gummit. That latch is
drawn.
I'll lock it. I'll just push that latch. That latch is just sticking. That's all. It's just dust again. I don't know what you do about those problems.
What magazine did you want, Bob?
A magazine, Mike. As in Mary.
Hey,
Gene, you might spend your time taking a standard 74-foot fan while Jack is changing his mag, if you got a chance there.
That's a splendid idea, sir. And that's exactly what I'll do.
don't mind going uphill because it's so much fun coming down. Down in my little hole here. Oh, that's stability. That's stability. Challenger looks a long way away. That's 3 kilometers, huh? Yep. Okay, mag's changed.
Copy that.
Those 2 bags with the goodies in them will have enough soil to be representative of the area we sampled through, I think.
Okay, copy that. Then you guys get your bags fixed up there, Jack. We were concerned about your SCB for a while.
No, we have to do that.
We'll do it.
I'll look at my camera lens and see how dirty it is. The other hook, that kid, turn a little more left. It didn't come off, I don't think. Unless the bottom's off, but the bottom's not going to stay on. And it's not, you're not going to lose it. The tops are so tight, your bottom's loose, but that's because your harness shrunk a little bit.
Okay, okay, well, it looks like from time to time, guys, that only one of Jack's hooks was hooked on the top.
Yeah, they're both on and they're both tight. And,
okay, we copy.
I got the bottom hooked again, too. The bottom's not going to stay. Oh, your lens is beautiful. What's the frame look like? Can you see it? I know it's clean. Let's forget it.
Okay, and, 17, as you get around to the front there, Gene, would you dust the LCRU? We don't think you did that here. And the top of the TV camera. And, Jack, would you take a peek at the set temperature for us?
I'm sorry, Bob, I already did that when we stopped at the station.
Okay, if it's been
that
done.
Temperature is about 115.
Copy, 115. Okay, then, press on.
Television has been shut down while the crew travels southeast to Station 8 along the base of the sculptured hills. It will be up to crew discretion just exactly where to sample along the base of these hills.
Do an awful lot of down sun driving for up sun driving for all the planning we did.
Yeah, wait till we come home to Station 8, then we'll take care of it. And, Gene,
okay.
As you get started there, we'd like a couple of rover battery temperatures at least one. We know what the other one says. And, Jack, we might get a frame count from you. Oh, excuse me, we already got that. Thank you, because you changed.
Well, okay, 110, and CDR, by the way, is about 7.3 on the frame.
Copy that.